Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petrichello. And have you ever wanted to watch a movie like Grease, but not quite working as well? We have it for you.
We did it.
Yay.
If this is your first week with us, welcome.
Welcome.
If this is not your first week, welcome back.
Thank you for joining us on this hellscape.
Yeah, this one's an interesting one. Thank you for being here with us to watch and relive these tales in painful and excruciating detail.
Oh, God. This one was start to finish excruciating. I can't even speak now. Start to finish. Terrible. This movie's ruined my brain. That's what happened.
Yes, it's our brains are certainly not with us. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for Patreon donations.
Absolutely.
We are going to be playing
thank
Make
you.
Your Own Rom-Com.
Yay.
Thank you for being you. Last time that we got together, we watched When in Rome.
Oh, God.
Which was a wonderful, awful movie.
That was just boring. That movie was boring. It was a dull fart of a movie.
It was very farty.
Yeah.
And this week was... So usually when you're farty, that means that there's going to be a lot of poop. That's what this week was.
Last week was the warning. It was the thunder before the storm. The thunder claps before the storm came into town. Yeah. This movie was this movie was baseball sized hail falling from the sky. This was a pile of shit.
So this week we watched From Justin to Kelly.
Wow.
2003. 1 hour and 21 minutes. Thank you.
Merciful.
Merciful.
And without the songs, it's because the songs didn't like progress the plot.
No.
The songs would just be people would walk in circles and sing a song. So
yeah, it was just to pass the time, whatever the songs were.
To make a 10-second scene into a 4-minute scene, they would do it that way. It's like, oh, they need to catch a glance with each other. So they'll sing a whole song first and then.
And.
It's strange.
Regrettably. None of the songs were remotely good.
No, that's the thing. Like, Grease yielded like 4 or 5 hit songs. Grease Lightning, Grease is the Word, fucking Hopelessly Devoted, whatever that shit John Travolta sang. Yeah, there you go.
They're multiplying.
They had like, even the songs that suck, they're catchy. They get stuck in your head. Nothing will get stuck in your head from this song. There's not, they put a movie together. Have an album out of it and got no hit songs out of it.
All of the songs that were in this movie, I don't know, you could sing them at me now and I would be like, oh, was that in the movie? You could sing anything.
No.
You'd be like, wow, yeah, they definitely sung the ABCs
there
at some point, and I would believe you.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Anyway.
That's how you can tell if your musical worked. If it has no hit songs out of it, your musical didn't fucking work.
Tradition.
So even
tradition.
Evita had fucking hit songs. You know what I mean?
Like, I love Evita.
If you're Moulin Rouge, you could name every one of these musicals that have been big in the theaters. Hit songs, all of them. This, Ugats, because the movie sucks.
They even sang a song, That's the Way, I Like It.
At the end.
At the end. And that one was underwhelming
they
as well.
They made that song not catchy.
Yeah.
They made a
somehow.
Song.
I just had to remind myself what it was by scrolling.
It was a song that had been catchy for 25 years, and they were like, let's make it completely not catchy. Let's see if we can make this as dull as this movie.
Okay. So this movie is starring Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini.
Loosely
the
starring.
IMDb description, a waitress starring. From Texas and a college student from Pennsylvania meet during spring break in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and come together through their shared love of singing. that's not the movie that I saw. No,
and they don't even mention singing. They never bring up. That's the other
thing. Every time that they're done singing, they act like, that was weird. Nobody saw that, right?
They don't. They act like it never happened.
Yeah,
they don't even like laugh and like run away into the sunset together after they just sang a song.
They act like, where was I for the last 2 minutes? Like they just got possessed by the music.
They've been taken over. They're they're like pods that have been, they're being remotely controlled from another planet. It's just everybody sing.
Tagline.
Oh, God.
The Tale of Two American Idols. Okay, so the fun facts. And of course, as soon as I posted this movie on social media, I giggled. I have seen the, not seen, I have heard the How Did This Get Made episode. That's one of my favorite podcasts. So of course, it's like I have that one saved. That's when I listen to that one when I'm in a bad mood. Like it's a good episode.
Yeah. I've never seen this movie though.
No. Never seen this movie before. But I've absolutely listened to that episode. I have it committed to memory. Like, you know, I love that episode. But anyway, the fun facts are, there's a lot of them, James, and they're really wonderful.
I'm interested because this movie sucks, so I want to know why.
The fun facts are the more fun part of the whole movie. Anyway, Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini were contractually obligated to participate in this movie because of their commitment to American Idol. Okay, so we all know this.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson begged American Idol's creator to let her out of the contract for this film.
Well,
like, please.
It doesn't.
No.
It's just bad. She was smart. She knew it was good for her career.
And apparently now, like, even if, like, you talk to her now, she's still like, I am so upset that I made that movie. I'm just so upset that happened
to me. If you don't want to be a lead in a movie, you shouldn't be a lead in a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of the, it's hard to do even if you're fully committed and want to do it. If you don't want to do it, it's going to be really bad.
No.
It's not good.
And so one of the other fun facts, the film set a record for the shortest gap between theatrical premiere and home video DVD release, 29 days.
Jesus. Oh, at the time, that was that was a short amount. At the time, it used to be like 6-8 months you'd have to wait.
The production company would not allow screenings for critics.
No, you don't want to show this one ahead of time. You don't want to show this one ahead of time.
And this is listed among the 100 most enjoyably bad movies ever made in the official Razzie movie guide.
It's not really enjoyable.
I don't know that it's enjoyable.
Yeah,
I'd rather watch Grease.
Yeah, definitely.
A commercial soundtrack was never released because the producers didn't want it to compete with Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini's debut albums.
Yeah, that would have really put a dent
in
some sales.
Which is stupid, because what's the reason for making this movie then? You're trying to promote them, and you're not even going to like, oh, maybe somebody liked those songs, so they'll buy that album, and then they might like Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini after.
They put it out, and there was no hits. The movie, no one cared about any of the songs. So they didn't put an album out because it would have fucking ate dicks, and the American Idol production didn't want to put out a bomb.
And Justin Guarini, on his debut album, that one song, Timeless, sung by Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini, that's on the album. So that sucks. He got lumped with the song from the movie. Or I don't know if it's the same song. It doesn't matter. None of the songs indicated we were teenagers in love.
No,
in Florida on spring break.
None of them.
It was like a fucking depressing saga.
And at this point, this is the other fucked up part. American Idol was hot at this point.
Yeah,
like,
American Idol
was like the biggest hit on television.
Yeah.
And no one went to see this movie. That's how terrible this movie looked. Even though they loved it.
They didn't even make a soundtrack.
No. Didn't you have to pay to vote on American Idol? Wasn't it like 50 cents or something?
Yeah, you would like text and like, yeah, it was.
People paid to vote for these people, and yet they would not go pay money to see them in a movie.
Well, we're not going to do that much.
That's crazy. That's how bad it was.
When distributor 20th Century Fox announced plans to release the film on VHS and DVD 6 weeks after its opening weekend, some theater chains threatened to not screen it at all.
Why bother?
Fox ultimately pushed the video release back a few months after it flopped opening weekend. Fox reinstated their original video release schedule.
Listen, you don't want this for very long anyway. Have you seen it? It's not good.
The Kelly Taylor, so you know, Kelly Clarkson's name was Kelly Taylor.
Oh, was it?
Last name comes from her from Kelly's stepfather.
Great.
And Justin Bell's name comes from Justin Guarini's father. Great.
Terrific.
And then the film's second week box office take was down 77%.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest drops in film history.
This is not a movie where word of mouth is going to be beneficial to you. This is
not at all.
Anyone coming out of the theater, you want to like kidnap them and hide them in a cage so they can't tell their friends how terrible
and
it was.
Also, you want to help them like recover because I have many questions after this movie.
Yeah, I don't even know if questions is the right word.
And there's no answers in this movie. Okay, so we start on Kelly Clarkson and she's singing in an empty bar. She stops singing and immediately starts bussing tables. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
So the outfits that Kelly Clarkson
full
wears...
Full band, though, by the way. There's that's like
full
a,
band.
A bass, guitar,
one,
rhythm.
One passed
drums.
Out man at a table and then some very yeah. enthusiastic cowboy guy.
Literally passed out on the table, yeah. unconscious, drunk. And
it's
then,
like the bar from Rhinestone.
It's like the Rhinestone or like the Urban Cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, and but like you're saying, also, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like... They obviously have a great band there.
They're playing.
But obviously, like
no
the
people,
the
though.
Part where it's supposed to be funny is that like Kelly Clarkson, because Kelly Clarkson can fucking sing.
Oh, and she's belting, and
she's
like,
belting.
Thank you, and there's nobody.
She's
there.
She's performing
to turn the camera.
Like
yeah.
this is Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
like
back
she
of the room.
Is amazing,
she's
right?
Throwing
she's
it out.
Belting this out, wearing the craziest outfit I've ever seen in my whole life.
Her fashion is interesting in this movie.
Very interesting.
At
I want to know
it's
who
the,
dressed her.
At one point, it's the waist of a pair of jeans with just, it looks like a bunch of men's ties
dangling
from it. I don't know, making
and
a
And somehow
skirt.
That is a pool, a beach outfit.
That's a it's a spring break appropriate outfit. I don't know.
Usually
I'm not a,
beach outfits, you want them to be linen.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about 2003 women's fashion off the top of my head right now, but I don't
yeah.
remember that ever being in style.
Neither do I. And I feel like if I saw it in 2003 because I was, I don't know, like what, 14 then?
Yeah.
That I would have probably been doing that. Like I would have been dressing like that.
Jean tie?
Well, yeah.
Pant,
I mean,
skirt thing.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I was like the person that they were trying, like Kelly Clarkson, I would have thought she was super cool. I did think she was super cool, but like I was not dressing like her, certainly.
And you weren't seeing this movie.
Did not see this
see?
Movie.
There you go. They couldn't even talk you into it.
No.
A kid.
No. But anyway, so she has a like baby sleeve tee on. She has a long sleeve shirt on underneath that has stripes. The baby tee has a K on it.
Yeah, yeah,
like a little monogram on the crest.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then she has a long denim skirt on with like knee high boots.
Yeah.
So just
that's interesting.
Wear like a onesie, like you know, a long sleeve onesie. You want?
Yeah, I don't know who dressed her for this, but
every piece of skin on her is covered.
Yeah, yeah, she's very covered, and all the guys. I don't know what their khaki short budget was for this movie,
oh,
but I hope
it was a lot. There was khaki cargo.
It needed
short
to be high because yeah. the khaki shorts,
or because it was such a like a small production, they were probably like, bring your own khaki shorts.
Hey, everybody have khaki shorts at home.
That was the only way that you got the part is if
like,
you had khaki shorts,
like some cargos.
You your got... agent told you to show up with cargo shorts.
Wear them yeah. tomorrow. You just wear them. Whoever's got the most cargo shorts gets to be in the movie. Okay.
Brian, hi. It's your agent. Wear your best pair of khaki shorts and get on down to that audition.
If not, I have some you can borrow.
Yeah. If not, we have some. So anyway, there's this one very enthusiastic cowboy. He's like cheering and he wants to take Kelly Clarkson to get steak. He's like, let's go out for dinner.
And they seem age appropriate.
Yeah.
He's not like a hideous guy. He didn't seem like he was passed out drunk. He seemed like he was enthusiastic and supportive of what she was trying to do, and he offered meat.
Yeah.
He offered cooked, not like his
meat.
And he's
like,
cooked meat.
I'm going to take you out for like steak dinner.
I mean,
not even like, oh, let's go to the Olive Garden.
It
was like,
yeah.
I'm taking you out for steak.
Not for nothing. Just by the look of the lay of the land here, what's wrong with this fucking guy?
Yeah, he was fine.
I think you give Luke a shot.
All the
at
way
least.
To Florida.
Let him buy you a steak, at least, for Christ's sake, you know? I mean, not saying you have to marry the guy, but...
Would you let Luke buy you a steak?
I mean, he's showing... Yes, because she said he shows up to every performance. It's not like she just met him. He's enthusiastically supporting her art. No one else is there. If he's not there to clap, it's just the passed out guy. Now we got Kelly Clarkson, so I'm saying she thinks she's hot shit. Meanwhile, she's only performing for him, so she should keep her fan
But also, if...
thrilled.
if she's not romantically attracted to him,
then that's fine too. She can go out, have a steak, and then be like, yeah, I'm not romantically into you. You seem nice. Keep coming to my shows. Peace out, bro. And give him a fist bump and leave. And then at
that
point,
I'll give you 50 cents to vote for me on American Idol.
That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'll pay your text fees or whatever they had in 2002.
So she, oh God, those text fees. Okay, anyway.
Data fees.
So
man.
She rejects Luke and her friends show up. They have their suitcases at her bar and she's like, what are y'all doing? I thought you were going to Florida for spring break.
Her accent, by the way.
All of their accents.
Her accent could peel the fucking paint off corrugated steel. It's intense, her accent.
Yeah, it's super Texas.
It's as Texas as, like, the super fans from SNL are Chicago.
Yes.
Like, it's that much Texas where it's a parody of it. It's bad.
So they have suitcases. Were they supposed to go on planes? Because now they're at the bar and they're like, well, we know that you have a car, so we're hoping that maybe you can kind of just take off work for a week and go to spring break with us.
Yeah, we can't go because my dad took away my car and her dad thinks her therapist's name is Neiman Marcus.
Yeah.
Because her dad's a moron, apparently.
Yeah, Alexa's dad.
Yeah.
But so I just don't understand. They just go up to her and they're like, hi, yeah, you have to be a bartender and like perform these like shows for free, but maybe you can just drop of a hat, take the week off.
And let's take your old car to spring break.
Your old non-fuel efficient car.
No.
So it's like a fucking Bronco. It's a like Ford Bronco.
It's like a 77 Bronco.
That gets four miles to the gallon. They're like, yeah, it won't be that expensive. Like, you would pay all of your money in gas prices.
You could probably get a cheap flight from wherever the hell they were, San Antonio to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
I don't know.
God. That is a long drive.
It's a long drive, but anyway. They just took it anyway. It's like a two-day drive.
So Kelly Clarkson is opposed to going to spring break because she's like, you know, the guys are only thinking about one thing on spring break.
Totally.
But the problem is that the three of them are in competition. Like, I've been giving out my phone number to so many dudes and no one's been calling me. Like, that's Kelly Clarkson's biggest fucking complaint the whole movie.
Can't get any dudes.
Is she's like, oh, Alexa's texting everybody and their mother and... My phone might as well be Fisher Price, is what she said.
Done. Might as well have gum.
So
in
I'm
it.
Like, so she was upset because all these dudes, that's all they want. And then she's like, how come no dudes are texting me?
What's up with that?
Kel.
I need to check my LG and see what's up with that.
Ooh, I think they all had Nokias.
Yeah, they did. It was a big time.
Which those
Nokia.
Things, like, were they in the pool with them?
They were all clipped to the front of their belts, which
belts.
Is the other thing.
The fashion was just
to
so.
The same
yeah.
place.
I don't think, and like, T9 texting, like,
but
I
carried my phone in my pocket then. Like, I didn't carry it on a clip in the front of my pants like everyone
I
did
I had that
here.
Motorola peanut one.
Okay.
Like, with the light up blue and you could play Snake on it.
Oh, yeah, that's a hot phone.
I wanted the Nokia really bad.
It's a hot one. You couldn't get the Nokia that had
No,
like,
I got the Motorola.
Damn, you didn't get Tetris.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about it.
Sorry about
Thanks
that.
Thanks for bringing that up. But anyway, so... We're having B-roll of spring break in Florida. This place looks like a fucking nightmare. Now it's three dudes and they're walking. Among these dudes is Justin Guarini and then Brandon and this nerdy guy.
And now here's where I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Okay. If you're making a movie, it's weird enough that your two leads, neither of them are actors, which is
correct.
A strange way to make a movie. At least in Greece, Olivia Newton-John is the only non-actor in that movie.
Yes.
Everyone else is a fucking actor primarily, and then they are singing songs on the side and doing whatever the hell.
Yeah.
So, and you have to compare it because this movie is a direct corollary to Greece. They try to make scenes that are the same. They're trying to make Greece again.
Yeah. They really made it like it was like Dirty
Spring
Dancing.
Greece.
It was like Dirty Dancing, and it was like Grease, and it was like, what's that other one?
Well, her friend, that character, that's a Dirty Dancing storyline, and then they had like a Grease storyline going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, she went separate away from everyone else to have her own storyline with Carlos.
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 And Carlos was like 35.
At least 35. And so was Inga's boyfriend, too.
Inga's boyfriend was 37.
He looked like an airline pilot that had the weekend off.
He has a mortgage on a condo.
He showed up. He's like, oh, man, I got to see my kids this weekend. Hold on. My ex is going to kill me.
It's the three dudes, and they're like, spring break is going to be wild. I'm still recovering from last year.
Yeah. I'm sorry. One quickly, they were saying these are non-actors. So normally you would surround these people with strong actors.
Oh, yeah.
To prop them up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
To carry the scenes.
And they don't do that.
They don't do that at all. Not even a little bit.
They didn't even try.
What they do is these terrible community theater actors that they surround them with, they give them the bulk of the lines because they know that Justin and Kelly can't act. So that they're trying. Right, you can tell right away. They're like, how do we get around the fact that these two aren't actors and they need to be like carry a movie together?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have other people do that. Now, when they're together in a scene, it's death because there's no one to carry it. It's just those two staring at each other, drooling. Hi, Kelly. How about Justin? They have no...
At least they can both sing.
Yeah. Just start singing, guys, because this sucks. And they do. Most of the scenes when it's just them together, it's like 90% song.
Which is good.
Which is what they need to be doing. But they don't do that. They surround them with these like off-brand fucking actors who you know they're terrible because this was made almost 20 years ago and I've never seen any of these people again.
No.
So that's you know how bad they are. They're really annoying. The writing is bad, too. You think they would try to hire good writers?
Okay. And also, the movie is supposed to be about Justin and Kelly. And, you know, it's because it's called From Justin to Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which in that How Did This Get Made episode, they discovered that that's because the text message is from Justin to Kelly.
To Kelly, and it never, okay. Yeah.
So it never gets to her. But anyway, there is a shockingly low amount of Justin and Kelly. They're never together. But
oh, never. Never. They're hardly ever together on screen.
They're never together, and apparently we're supposed to be rooting.
Even when they're on the boat together?
Yeah, they're
not
standing
looking at
each
driving.
Other.
Yeah, she's sitting off to the front staring out like they just had a fight.
He's staring at her.
It looks like they went out to sea and got in a big fight, and then now they're coming back angry at each other, and the plans for the rest of the evening are canceled. They're not going out to dinner. It's
supposed to be this, like... beautiful love song. Like, I'm supposed to be happy that these two are together. And he's like,
nothing.
He's staring at her like she hasn't been speaking to him for months.
They're on the, she's
and
staring.
He's like looking at her like longingly, like, please pay attention to me. And she's just looking off like, I don't even know who he is anymore.
Yeah, but I kind of got the thing like he was angry. She was, that he was angry at her. Like, he was staring at her like he was Tony Soprano looking at Big Pussy going out to see her about to whack him. Like, it was.
He did not look happy. He wasn't like, I love this woman. He looked at her like, how dare you?
Well, that's another problem with having non-actors.
Yeah.
Is you can't have things said with a facial expression if the person's not a good enough actor to convey that, because there's one scene where they hug and Kelly Clarkson makes his face and I go, did that mean this or this, because she can't act and I don't know what the fuck she's trying to convey, because she's not
idea.
She's trying to convey something. I can tell him, Kelly, I'm here to help. What are you trying to tell us, Kelly? I'll help you.
We can even do charades.
We'll do act it out.
Sounds like.
Two syllables. Fuck it. I'll take anything at this point. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Okay.
Your face is, it doesn't convey anything.
Because when she writes her phone number on that paper towel in the bathroom and then launches it at him.
And just throws it in a puddle.
She throws it in the puddle and runs away with abandon. Like, she's like, call me, and then runs away.
Runs away.
Like, it's so urgent. Like, it's like an escape plan. And I'm like, but you don't need to run away. Like, nobody's chasing you.
She could have just been like, here, call me. Ah, oh, shit,
she could have definitely
it
stopped.
Fell in a, here, grab your phone. It's fucking 555. I mean,
it was horrifying. She's like, call me. And then she's pissed that he's not calling her. And it's like, did you check to make sure? And then that's the other thing. These two are idiots. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah,
now
this movie.
They're talking. So these three are the Philadelphia posse.
Yeah, the Philadelphia fucking dipshits.
Pervert posse.
Pervert.
So they're the Philadelphia posse, and they are also like these promoters for a lot of the parties that go on
every day, parties a day.
It's so exhausting.
The amount of money this one dude spends on flyers, I can't even imagine.
Never mind that. He's got to make the money from the flyers because he gets so many tickets.
So many. So many people. People are obsessed with these parties, too. Everyone knows about them and what's going to happen.
But, like, that cop specifically guns for Brandon every time.
The same. There's only one cop patrolling all of the beaches of Fort Lauderdale.
And, of course, she's super hot.
she's got her huge rack on her, and later on, her vagina's totally out.
Oh, like, that is a deep V pair of pants.
I was like, wow. I mean, that's like...
You'd have to make sure that you waxed up before shooting that day.
If she literally stretched a little later... Cut. Yeah, your vagina's out.
That's not that kind of movie.
Completely
that's
out.
Not this
I'm
kind
sorry.
Of movie.
It's like halfway down. I can almost see your butthole. Like, it's that deep. So
yeah, no more low-cut jeans, children. I'm telling you right now, unless you're going to be worried for life about your vagina falling out, and that's cool. If that's you, that's you. But I don't want to worry about this anymore.
I mean, I get, you want to keep it hacked down, but do you need that level of pubic maintenance?
No.
Where you're that just, you know what I mean? Just that level where it's like, oh, Christ, I have to go to the store. If I put these fucking pants on... I have to go do a full wax session first or else I have my whole bush is going to be showing. This is crazy.
No good.
That seems, go for it if that's what you're into, but that just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. Every time that you bend over, your butt crack is out. Do you feel that cold?
Yeah, that was
that's not
that was
good.
Pretty funny for a long time. It was like all these...
We're trying to dress cute and our butt cracks are out. No,
yeah,
that's not good.
All these
no.
hot chicks
so,
with
anyway.
Their butt cracks out and you're like, that's not on purpose. It's funny. You're a plumber. You just laugh.
So the shirtless one is named Brandon and he is the biggest pervert and he's like bragging that he can't be emotionally attached or invested in women for long
says,
enough.
Thank
because
God. He's knicky.
Yeah, neither one of his parents hugged him enough.
No,
so he's like, I'm super jacked about.
100% Kanicki. And he, by the way, probably has 75% of the dialogue of the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
He has so many words.
And 75% of the conflict.
Because
he's constantly getting bombarded by that police lady. And then he's constantly putting out flyers.
The main characters should be him and the blonde girl because they have the most like story
Alexa.
And emotional complexity.
She was evil.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're like characters with like their actual characters and stuff, and they have to like act. Whereas
she was evil.
The other two are just like, I just want to walk around and meet a guy I like and sing songs, y'all. Just it's like. It's I can't.
So then now we're at the beach. Everybody's there. And then there was like. What looked like MTV was supposed to be there, these people, and it's like a stage, and it's like, hey, everybody, let's make some noise for spring break.
It's daytime, but you can see there's a lighting package installed. It's
a lighting package. There's girls on the stage dancing, and there's
like
a man
mini
that
Lollapalooza on the beach.
There's a man that has, it was exactly like MTV Spring Break, so I'm pretty sure
that's what
it was supposed to be. But like, you know, a guy on the microphone, he's like dressed super nice, but also like, you know, he could get wet. He could be part of the fun, part of the ruckus, all that stuff. And then their performance just takes over the whole like MTV performance.
He fades, and then the beach itself, everyone on it, hundreds of
starts
people
starts doing the same exact dance.
Giant choreography, like huge. Yeah. They're all singing the same song.
Oh, they all have beach balls for some reason.
Dancing, they have. Yeah, it's almost like some sort of Olympic synchronized beach ball event.
I would say one in every three males are wearing a puka shell necklace.
Oh,
that was pretty exciting.
Every chick has an ankle bracelet in this entire movie,
and belly button rings like the dangly bottoms.
All belly button rings and there is not a bare ankle in this movie for a woman.
Every woman has like an 8-pack.
Every person has an 8-pack. Every guy is ripped. Every chick is fucking just tore, fucking shredded. It's a lot.
Everybody is like a fitness model.
Yes.
And they would have to dance that much in order to sweat off or burn off any calories that they eat.
All their turkey clubs, like the Pennsylvania.
Oh my God. Okay. So the nerd guy there's this nerd guy and he keeps talking about that he's been dating this girl.
Yeah, he's the third of the Pennsylvania. There's Justin. There's the guy with all the dialogue.
Brandon.
And then there's a nerd.
Brandon, the like sex pervert, like date rapist guy.
Oh, he's 100% going to do jail time.
They might as well have
that character will do jail time.
Do you think he's Italian?
No, that's an inside joke that Italians are perverts.
That's from the When in Rome episode.
Yeah, I know. But yes.
But no, he's going to be in jail like next spring break.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's groping people. They get there. He is groping people within 3 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. He's a menace.
Going up behind chicks. They're like pulling his arms off of her.
Yeah. So there's Brandon, the pervert. Mm-hmm. There's Justin, who is like a playboy, but he's also like Oh, just I'm only Playboy in with love a heart with of gold. Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, yeah, like
my entire makeup of how I, because they're players before that. They're talking about, no chicks for more than 24 hours at
he's
a time.
Like, I've met Kelly Clarkson and I'm in.
He's like, oh, she's special, man. I dance with her for like 15 seconds and she's special and that's it now.
Yeah.
My whole life is committed to Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't even know if she speaks English or what. I haven't really talked to her at
Maybe
all.
Maybe she's leaving tomorrow, but that's it. That's my life's quest is I must.
Like,
that's how he asks. That's how he asks for the rest of the movie. Like, just okay. I'm with Kelly Clarkson now.
I can't. Where's Kelly? Where's he's just abdicating his duties as a party promoter.
Yeah,
he's making the other guy hand out all the flyers.
Yeah. Brandon is literally so put upon.
He's
in this
doing
movie
all the
because
work.
The nerdy guy is trying to meet up with his girlfriend. Yeah. Like, you should check out her website, man. It's really well done. So he keeps talking about his girlfriend Lizzie. And he wants to go to the room to see if Lizzie has emailed. And then Brandon starts rapping.
Oh,
it was no good.
He raps a lot in this movie. He'll just bust
too
out.
Much.
He'll just start rapping in a really annoying fashion.
And it's like not good.
No, it's terrible rapping.
It's like a Chef Boyardee commercial.
Exactly. it's like an advertising executive heard the Beastie Boys playing in their kid's room and was like that. I want him to sound like one of those guys. Yeah, like those things. Yeah,
and
those
it doesn't work out at all.
No, because they don't know what the hell they're trying to do. And this kid, he's not really good at acting and he's worse at rapping.
Oh, and then he moons the girls. So he moons Kelly Clarkson and Kaya.
It's a deep moon too. He would have completely showed his butthole. Like
maybe some scrotum.
The back of his nutsack was definitely showing the way he... It was a deep moon. And that's his first ticket from Hot
Cop.
So
he gets a ticket from her. This woman is so horned up.
Yeah. Hot Cop?
Oh, yeah.
She's in her 30s, too. Hot Cop is much older than him.
Lusting for Brandon.
She's
that's
like,
why she keeps charge. And she's like, I'll give you my number. And then it's a ticket.
Her chest is glistening.
Oh, yeah. She's sexy. And Brandon's just like a cartoon, like that wolf guy, like
his eyes like that. Like, oh man, I want to bang the hot cop.
And he seems to have the worst luck for the rest of the movie. Like, he makes a lot of money doing these things, and then she's just like, Brandon, that's illegal. Here's a ticket, and he's like, oh, okay, like I guess I'll pay it.
It's some weird like sex, but there's like a weird like sex. Like game
There's
going on,
yeah.
But like you're gonna pay a lot of money and tickets too.
Because at the end, it's a weird at the sex end, game. She's like wearing those pants, that's the deep V.
Yeah.
on her pants, and she's like, "You have the right to remain silent." He's like, "What do I do this time?" And he's like, "Oh,
damn, her pussy's out. Cool, never mind."
I was like, "Oh man,
she is."
So the boys are checking into their hotel. I did not understand this.
This is
because the guy checking them in shows them to their room and he tells them no smoking, no loud music, and no girls.
It's a hotel room.
Yeah,
I get no smoking in the room, no loud music. That's fine. You can have as much sex as you want in a hotel room. That's what they're made for.
And also, hey guy, it's spring break.
It's spring break. We're gonna, but that it's this is an exact every since
is this Footloose? Like,
it's return. It's Revenge of the Nerds too. Yeah. Nerds in Paradise.
Yes.
Nerds in Paradise. They go to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
and they are shown to their room by this woman, and there's a dead body. You know, fucking.
Yeah.
Outline on the floor, and she's like, you know, covers it with the carpet, magic carpet.
Yeah.
She covers it up.
So, but I just didn't, it's not like a school trip. So it's not like, you know, where they're like,
keep
the boys
they're
and the girls
in
separate.
A hotel room.
This is spring break. They're all adults because they're all drinking alcohol.
They're buying alcohol at bars. They're all 21 years old.
So they're at least going to.
Very strange.
Fuck somebody in their hotel room. Like, and then why would you book this hotel then? No girls.
Yeah.
Are you saying no boys to the girls then?
Yeah, this is the. A hotel or, where they don't no sex allowed hotel.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand.
That's so not spring break.
No, I don't think the Celibacy Inn is going to get a lot of return customers down in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, yeah. And especially if there's going to be no girls allowed, do you think Brandon's going to stay there?
No, Brandon's got to have lots of kids.
Well, because especially since they were just talking about their conquests in the last scene.
They were banging everybody.
Like, I don't like to. Yeah, he goes, I got every girl at spring break.
The two of them, apparently, him and Justin, last time
they're
were
laying pipe.
like 3-4 a day, and this time they're getting nothing. They're getting nothing this time. Not a goddamn thing.
Not nothing.
No. So,
but anyway,
I don't even know where we are in this movie. It doesn't matter.
Well, so they're checking into the hotel. So we see like both the girls in their room and the boys in their room, and you see them like having their personalities in there. Okay, so the nerdy guy is like, "There's no buttons on this phone. How am I going to even log in?"
Yeah,
and then the girls are like,
phone cable.
Alexa wants to go party, and Kaya's like, yeah, cool, like let's go dance. And Kelly Clarkson's like, I just want to sit in the room.
I don't know, y'all. I figure out 60 Minutes is on tonight. I figure I was going to watch that. It's like, why'd you go to spring break? Why are you there? Why is this movie exist?
She's
because I believe her that she doesn't want to go out and do anything.
I don't want to.
I don't either.
I have never participated in spring break, but my God, if that's
like
what spring break is, you have to like,
yeah,
you have to
like
be exhausted by like, let's go have as much fun as possible. And then it's like, you're really forcing it.
You have to. You have to. We have a week. We have to do things that aren't fun constantly, because if we don't, then we're going to have to go home and not enjoy our lives.
We have to go and do them with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, that are groping us most of the time, usually covered in sweat and possibly shirtless.
Especially since they're like, oh no, that's all guys want there. The girls act like we just try to go and these men just descend upon spring break.
No, it's a field of landmines. It's a field of landmines. A field of rapey landmines.
It's crazy.
You step in and just cock shrapnel comes out. And next thing you know, you're pregnant.
The girls are acting like, oh no, we can't go out there. And then like, we have to be careful.
Well, let's go out. We have to.
Let's be scantily clad.
It's so fucked,
anyway,
man.
So they there's another beach party scene. All the girls go out because the Alexa and Kaya have somehow talked Kelly Clarkson into making an appearance at spring break.
Yeah, even though she drove like 20 hours to get there. Like, she really had to put a lot of effort into getting there from Texas.
So, there's another beach party scene. Justin Guarini is searching for Kelly Clarkson, because he even tells Brandon, he's like, I'm going to find her, dude.
She's special, he said. This one's special.
Yeah.
He's talked to her, not at all.
No, not at all. And, whatever, let's get into it later.
This whole movie is one
premise.
It's one thing. It's like an SNL sketch with one fucking joke. And that's over and over because we don't have each other's phone number.
Guarini is in hot pursuit of Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
So he is in hot pursuit. So he sees her. He sees her from across the room and he starts like walking towards her. She's actively walking away. Obviously, she doesn't see Justin Guarini.
Clearly.
Although we don't know for sure. Maybe she was like, oh boy.
That's the thing. You can't tell by her acting what her character's thinking. She always has the same look on her face. You can't tell. She's not an actress.
No.
Stop telling her to express things through her face. It's not
working. No, but she is a hell of a singer.
Great singer. Tell her to sing how she feels. That's what they did with Olivia Newton-John.
So he's,
how do you feel about him? Hopelessly devoted. There you go. That's how she feels.
Yeah. So
not a face.
He's in hot pursuit of Kelly. Kelly is in hot pursuit of, I don't know. She's just like looking around the party.
She's.
And then he
looks like
loses
somebody
her.
Slips something in her drink.
He's like, oh, I can't find her now. And I'm like, you guys are all, like, do you not hear each other singing?
They're singing. Well, there is other people.
They will
sing
too. Like that Alexa girl was doing that whole like number in the fucking
bar.
Yeah,
getting groped.
And she's like fucking, she's like doing splits over people and, you know, being lifted and carried and twirled and all that stuff. And then she just goes back to the bar and acts like, oh my God, what happened to me?
It's a Madonna video. And then it turns into like an 80s. It's the Material Girl video.
And then it's
and
like,
then it turns into she's just at the bar and nothing ever happened.
Yeah. And they're like a Beetlejuice. Like they knew that they were doing that, but they're like, what happened to me? Like like I got possessed by the dancing monster or something.
It's
they're crazy.
Happened.
So.
Well, no musical has ever figured out how to bridge the gap between spontaneous song and dance and reality.
Yeah.
Where when the song is over, as soon as the song is over, scene's got to be over. That's the thing. You have to cut. That's how it works. Song, Grease Lightning, cut. Away from it now. You can't just have them go, so anyway, I was talking to my friend. What the fuck did we just do? It's crazy. You can't do that. And in this movie, they fucking do that. They'll just stop a song and go back to what they were talking about. You can't do that. That's not how fucking the world works. As soon as the song's over, that punctuated how everybody feels. Scene over. Next scene. That way we don't have to discuss what occurred here. We assume by the next scene they've already cleared the air of why everyone sang and danced like that. I can't. This movie.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. They didn't even, like, it wasn't even, like, there was no celebration. Like,
no!
We all just did that. That was pretty cool. Like, high fives. They're just kind of like, they just go like, all right. Like, that was good. Glad we got that out of our system.
They go back to what they were doing. It's like on Saved by the Bell when Zach would freeze time and then everybody would just go like, they didn't know what just happened.
Yeah.
Like, we all just, what the fuck? What did you people... What happened, man? End the scene after a song.
The songs come out of nowhere.
Nowhere. They just start singing them, and then afterwards they're like, well, I mean, then Justin, also.
All of a sudden, Justin will start doing, like, the talking in the middle of, like, a song, like, baby.
Yeah. You're like, what's going on now?
So all of a sudden you feel very like, whoa, like in tune with what Justin Guarini is saying, and then you start singing. You're like, oh, okay.
All of a sudden it's obviously fucking, you know, ADR at some point. And you're like, oh, here comes the music. That's how you know. It's like, hey, baby, and his lips are moving sort of off to it.
Okay, so Justin is at this bar, and he's handing out these drink bracelets for free.
Yeah, to but get it into their party.
It seems like it's their party, so they're only costing themselves money by holding these bracelets and giving them out for free.
They're trying to get a buzz going. Like, oh, I got these free. I can get in early with these bracelets. They're trying to get this buzz going for this party that they're creating.
Yeah, and so they...
It's a good marketing.
Alexa goes up to Justin, and she is like trying to put the moves on him, but then she steals all the bracelets out of his back pocket.
Yeah, she steals them and tries to run.
And then she holds them up, and then everybody tramples her, and then she doesn't have one. So she has a lot of moments like this where she's trying to be conniving and whatever, and she tries to like get a bracelet for free. And
this movie's very much like a live-action cartoon. And she's the bad guy in the cartoon that ends up, she's the Biff who has the load of manure on her head because she's such a bad guy. That, God damn it, McFly. And then she's sitting there with shit covering him.
She fucking deserves it.
Yeah. At one point, the drinks all spill on her. It looks like Robitussin ends up all over.
She deserved it.
She was a bitch. This girl, she was a real bitch. You have to say, there's no other way to put it because this character is pure evil.
Oh, she is awful.
She's like a Marvel movie villain evil.
Yeah.
Like, that's how her level, she's like, I have his phone number. Like, she's very like, this is my master plan. I'll make Kelly have no one and I'll have all the boys. She's like straight evil. It's fucking weird.
But she does Why is nothing she so evil? With it. Because they still hang out with each other eventually. And they still like hang out. And when Justin is like blindsided by love because Kelly Clarkson, who he thinks he's talking to, is so like mean.
I don't think so. Never mind.
Not interested.
Sorry. Can you meet me here? Pathetic.
Okay. So.
Yeah, Kelly, her friend is texting him back and forth, pretending to be Kelly.
They've learned, so this is before this.
Who cares?
That
who cares?
The girls have learned that somebody is doing a whipped cream bikini contest.
Yeah.
And then Kelly goes to the bathroom and she's like washing her hands or something. And this is after the bracelet thing. And then Justin has to make a beeline for the ladies' bathroom because he's trying to, all the ladies can go in that bathroom, so I don't know why they stopped.
He must have locked the door.
I guess.
But then he's holding it too, but then he'll like stop holding it, and you're like, did they give up?
I think they gave up because
then he doesn't need to escape.
But he goes and hides in the ladies' bathroom,
which is a strange place to hide from ladies.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's where they can go. But it's otherwise, how choice. Else are you going to meet with Kelly Clarkson?
He walks in, pow, chick I like right here in the crapper.
So Kelly Clarkson, she's washing her hands, and she's like, do you come here often?
Her fucking, she just took a huge dump and blew up that bathroom. He walks in, he's like, whoa. She's washing her hands. Oh, hey, Justin, didn't know you were going to be in the shitter 5 minutes after I, oh boy. Yeah, who? It stinks in here. Yeah, I walked in. I just came in to wash my hands. I got some sticky stuff from a drink out there, and I came in to wash my hands. And man, does it reek in here! Someone's been dropping some bombs, boy. Whoa! Let's go talk outside, okay? Like, she's just been fucking laying waste to that bathroom in there. Here comes Justin. Hey, it's going to stick in his hair, too.
Yeah, it's going to get trapped in there. Yeah. Okay, so anyway. She's like, okay.
I'm sorry.
So he's like.
This is so Swinney gets her number.
This is the funniest scene I've ever seen in my life. Because he runs to the ladies' bathroom, and she's like, "Do you come here often?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "No. Hey, you're that girl from the beach, right?"
Yeah. Hey, you're the girl from the beach, right?
Like, sorry, I'm in the ladies' bathroom. Like, not even, like, he's, like, so distracted by, oh, my God, it's Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Not even, like, oh, God, I'm in the wrong bathroom.
I voted for you on American Idol. Wow, weird.
Damn it, you got first place, I got second place.
Ah, fuck.
You again.
Shouldn't have voted for you. That's the problem.
So, anyway, she's like, yeah, like, they call me Kelly for short, you know, for girl from the beach.
Yeah, just didn't say that at all correctly let you know that what he was talking about.
So he's like, yeah, it's crazy out there. And she goes, yeah, I heard that there's some person that's doing a whipped cream bikini contest. Isn't that gross?
She's
and
like,
Justin's like, yeah, super gross.
Super gross, right? Totally.
And so he wants to like hang out with her, but he's like, I need an escape. And so she's like, don't tell anybody, but we all have a secret, like, escape route. And she looks
every
at the
lady's
window.
Room has a secret escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the window.
Yeah.
And he says, girl, my hair won't even fit through there.
It's a decent-sized window, by the way.
Yeah, it's a fine window.
It's a decent, anyone could fit through this window.
Yeah. You could have fit, like,
they both
three.
They could have fit in together through that window, the two of them.
And still had plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
Yeah.
For you know, you could throw in the blonde girl.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. She'd be up for a threesome, I think, in this movie.
So she says...
That character?
I'm from Texas. I've seen bigger.
Yeah, I've seen bigger.
I don't understand why they had to have so many funny lines between the two of them. Like, I mean, they're not funny, but they were trying to be funny.
They want to show you how spunky Kelly is.
Yeah, and like how...
But she's not.
He's like dumbfounded by her. So anyway, so she launches him out the window. Like literally she launches him out and he goes into the mud.
That's the other thing too, is he's walking around on a bathroom floor with sneakers and she happily says, put your foot that's been walking around and probably urine on my floor and put it right in my hand and push off.
Well, don't forget it's been walking around in Florida.
Which is just as bad anyway.
That's what I mean. So the bathroom might be the cleanest floor.
Yeah, possibly. Because
they're on the beach.
Yeah, that's true. That is a fucking bathroom floor if you've ever been there. But
ew. Anyway, so she launches him out after she just washed her hands.
Absolutely. Just fires him off. I mean,
and
shoots him off.
She doesn't rewash her hands.
No, that's the other. No, she just grabs a paper towel and starts writing her number and lipstick on it.
Yeah. And then she... I guess puts herself up on the wall and she goes, call me. Like she waits for him to, because obviously needs to collect himself.
He's like just upside down in a bush. Yeah, with like his one foot stuck up in the air and he's like, oh no, I fell.
And also that's a pretty hard fall for the beginning of spring break.
Yeah.
He
could have been injured seriously from this fall. Like,
he could have absolutely had a rotator cuff tear.
Something.
From that, because he landed on his shoulder.
He was like upside down.
Yeah. So anyway. She like is holding herself up, waits for him to acknowledge that she's in the window, and she's like, call me, and then throws the thing and then just disappears.
Runs away at fucking top speed.
And the napkin fell into the puddle.
Obviously, and smeared everything.
Everything is gone. So, but he doesn't like try. He's like, nah, Like, yeah. He doesn't try to like get up and see if maybe she's still in the bathroom. Nope. He's just like, nope.
Shit.
And then the funny thing is that they're at the same parties. They're like, but they didn't see them at like for the rest of the day.
No, not that day.
So he couldn't be like there. He could have found her. And he could have been like,
I mean,
hey, I don't like, you know, showed her the thing. Like, look what happened to your phone number.
Yeah.
But instead, he's like,
he ran
I don't
into
know.
Alexa instead.
Yeah.
He got, you know.
So.
Here comes evil Alexa.
Kaya also says to, she's dancing with some man.
Oh, yeah.
And, no. She gets a drink spilled on her, and she's like, on my favorite outfit, a.k.a. my favorite bikini.
It's mainly on her stomach. It gets with no
and
cloth of any kind.
He's helping, like, wipe up. Like, he's helping her, like, get cleaned off. And
she's all
like,
sticky, too. That's gross.
Finally, a guy on spring break that has manners. Why do you keep going?
Why do you come here? Yeah.
Guys, only think about one thing.
Animals.
Nobody has fucking manners. Let's go have fun. Let's go to spring break.
Every
let's,
time.
Let's take the 1978 Bronco.
That's the best idea.
So he works there. The guy works there. This is Carlos.
Yeah.
And he works at this place. And she almost looks like, because he's like helping her out and he's super cute. And then she finds out that he works there and she's like, uh-oh.
Like,
you're like, not a fuckable option now.
Yeah, the guy's like, Carlos, you got to clean this up. He's like, he looks at her like, sorry. And you could tell what he's thinking because he's an actor.
And
so
he's embarrassed.
He's like, oh, yeah.
And Kaya's looking at him like,
oh, you like work at a restaurant? Like, yeah, who cares? Why is this fucking bad? Why is it bad that he works at a restaurant?
And also, he's arguably the hottest one at spring break.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. Like, there's plenty of people meet people who work in restaurants and bars and shit all the time.
That's the most get laid
job there is.
He can get a fucking reservation at this 5-star fucking
pool top restaurant.
Yeah, pool top restaurant.
Literally a table
on a whim.
On top of water.
On a whim.
On a whim. No
He's
problem.
He's just like, you know what? Sorry, I was an asshole. I got this great fucking table.
Wait staff and all.
Yeah. So I would go out with Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos is
I was
good,
on this spring
this is
break.
A good catch, I think.
So, Justin Guarini finds Alexa, and she's like, "Oh, you like Kelly? You're the mayor of Spring Break," and she's like, "You know, next, just shy of Amish."
Yeah, just shy of Amish, she says.
And she is so mean to her friend. I would never be friends with her ever again. Like, I hope Kelly Clarkson wisens up and doesn't.
I hope so, but I doubt it. I feel like
no,
Alexa's
I have a feeling,
keep,
yeah,
being toxic in her life.
She'll be in the throes of this nightmare friendship until like
forever.
She's like 34.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually, they'll drift apart after you know Alexa's third divorce,
so,
and she needs like a place to stay. And
Justin is like, I need to get in touch with her.
Yeah.
She gave me your phone number, so can't you just give me your phone number?
Yeah, give me your phone number again, because I need it. And then,
and instead of finding Kelly Clarkson.
Which he'll run into her eventually, obviously.
Exactly. You guys are going to be there. You know that you're there.
Well, you know you're going to run into her if the friend's there.
Yeah.
You're all hanging out together. Mind if I chill with you for a minute till we run into Kelly?
Yeah.
Are
you planning
on
hanging out with Kelly tonight?
Yeah.
Instead, he's acting like she's going to be gone and
forever
right now, so he needs her phone number. Like, you're going to run into her eventually.
I would say. They seem to run into each other all the time. Anyway, the whole plot of the movie can be now explained in about 8 minutes.
So Alexa gives Justin, she's like, okay, you know what? Fine. I'll give you her phone number.
Yeah.
And it's obviously her phone number, Alexa.
Alexa's phone number, yeah.
So Justin sends her a text right away because he thinks he's sending it to Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
And it's obviously Alexa. And she texts back, sorry, not interested, and signs it KLY.
Yeah.
She signs every one of her text messages with Kelly, which I was like, I would be like, okay, I know who I'm texting.
I'm texting the same person. And this is the time when there is not a complete word in any text message.
Like, S-R-Y.
Even won't is W-N-T. Like, yeah. It's fucking, wow.
It's really awful. It's I can't believe that anybody did that. So she says, sorry, not interested. But it's so weird how he's devastated by it. Like, so do you think that she gave you her phone number and then all of a sudden she's like, not interested?
In a matter of 2 hours.
I would never want to go out with her ever again.
Yeah, I think,
I'd
the
be
fuck?
Like, wow, that's rude.
She helped me out of a bathroom.
Yeah.
gave me her phone number and now she doesn't like me. This broad's fucking nuts is what I think. What do I need with this?
So
this
anyway.
This is crazy.
The Kaya acts like Carlos is like a dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, it's. Because she's like, are we going to be. Because he wants to go take her dancing at this club.
Yeah.
And like, it's a local place. Again, that's going to be a more fun time than hanging out on the beach.
It's spring break. You're just getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Overpriced
this
bullshit.
This guy's taking you to a local thing that's actually fun because you're like, I love doing that.
Yeah. It's less spring break. It's less touristy. And he seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah. And so she's acting like she's terrified. Like, you're taking me to this crazy, like.
It was in like a sketchy neighborhood. It was like a bunch of warehouses. And
then they go
like
in there and it's super nice. And
a
she's
super
actually,
exotic nightclub.
She's comfortable leaving her purse on a chair.
They walk in. He puts his sport coat over a chair. She puts her purse down on a table and they go dancing. And I'm like, fuck no.
No. Hell no.
No one's leaving their purse.
No.
Anywhere unless they're telling like four people, you're going to watch my purse, right? You're going to watch. Keep an eye on my purse, will you?
Yeah. So he wants to dance, but she's acting like, oh my God. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's like trying to teach her how to dance. And she's like, oh, like, is it okay if we do this? Like, yeah, it's just dancing.
It's, and then she's fine.
Yeah. And then she's having it. Then they're dancing like it's like baby making at this point. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
Pros in 2 minutes.
It's hilarious because once you're like dancing with this guy that you the guy that you like, it is immediately like thrusting.
Thrusting, like it turns into dirty dancing fast. It really goes back
so
and forth.
Fast.
Whenever there's dancing, that's the only part of this movie that's even remotely adult.
Well, once you
Everything
get your claws
is,
into the guy that you're into or like the girl that you're into, like you're lustfully looking at
each
other.
You gotta hump away on him. Yeah. Then you just hump at him, right?
Yeah. And you just
that
hump.
Works. Yeah.
Okay.
Go for a good humping.
So Brandon is like, I don't know why you're still hung up on this girl that blew you off. Because Justin's talking about, like, why would she say sorry, not interested? Again, great question, Justin, because that doesn't make any sense.
Why? Indeed. That's what I don't get. I don't understand how either of them are interested in each other to more than to the point of, like, if I run into that chick again, I'd probably talk to her.
Yeah, and then, but he's
outside
desperate for the rest of the movie.
He's like,
now
ah!
He's like, I'm going to text Kelly Clarkson again. I'm going to text her again.
Can't even have fun at a party.
And he says, what's the worst that can happen? She says, no. Like, you're okay. That. He's obsessed.
I would say also, he's not spreading out the, he's not hedging his bets well here. What if she is not interested? Then what? You're not putting in your time and you're a young guy, you're single.
And also, for Alexa trying to get Kelly Clarkson to not go out with Justin, she is certainly putting Kelly Clarkson and Justin in the same place all the time.
All the time. Yeah, that's true.
So Alexa entered Kelly Clarkson into the whipped cream bikini contest, and Kelly Clarkson is, one, upset that they did that. She's like, no, you guys did not do
she's
that.
She's got a definite, like, a feminist angle on it as far as she's
and
like,
then,
you know, this is wrong.
She is disgusted that Justin Guarini is the
How
organizer.
Dare you? She is disgusted that he's doing
not
this.
Amused by.
Disgusted by
not
him.
Amused
How
by this.
Dare you?
So she goes back to the hotel to be alone because her friends are like, where are you going? And she's like, just leave me alone because she's so upset. Like,
and quickly on the contest, on the flyer, it says no bikini required. So you can show up nude and they'll just cover you in whipped cream and the parts that need to be covered. So that's essentially the bargain. But when they show up, it's just chicks wearing clothes and they spray whipped cream in a circle over their tits. I don't know, man. This is...
Okay. So then she wants to go be alone, okay?
Yeah.
The nerdy guy is standing at this giant sandcastle.
Oh, I forgot about this.
And these dudes call him over to play volleyball, but he's like...
Well, no, I'm obviously a nerd. I can't
I'm
play volleyball.
I'm meeting with my friend from online. Like,
yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah. She's super hot. But she's on the other side of the sandcastle, and she's just holding a printed out picture of Eddie.
Nerdy
guy.
But they never, even more stupid than the other two because they don't even actually ever run into each other, even though they're always in the same room.
And Kelly Clarkson, and they each have a picture of each other.
They just stare at it.
So Kelly Clarkson is upset and she goes to the food truck to go get a bacon cheeseburger. at spring break.
Of course. Who? That's the main spring break food.
I wouldn't get a bacon cheeseburger on the beach. I would get like nachos. I would get, I'm not saying that
something
I wouldn't.
Something picky.
I just want picky food.
Bacon cheeseburger, you're going to be dropping, you're going to be dropping bacon bombs all throughout that bad boy. I don't think that's the bloat you want around walking around.
I do want food on the beach, but I want more of like mozzarella cheese sticks.
I don't know. Yeah, even something that's not a bacon cheeseburger, really.
No, like I want to sit at a table. I want to have like...
Like the guys have a nice turkey club they sit
at? Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. So...
we got to get through this.
Justin Guarini shows up at the food truck and Kelly Clarkson is giving him the business. Like, she's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
yeah,
you're doing this whipped cream bikini contest. And he's like so awkward and nervous with her because she's like, you know, dressing her burger and all this stuff. And he's like, you should try the hot sauce. And he just launches this hot sauce right in her crotch area.
Of course.
And I'm like, you would have to go and like wash your area immediately because she has a bathing suit on.
On fire. Yeah. You'd have a fire
like,
crotch.
Oh my God, Justin Guarini. Like, what's going on with you?
That would be terrible. Can you imagine?
So he says to her, are we still on for the Marina at 4? Because he had texted Alexa, Marina at 4.
Yeah.
And she's like, still on? I don't understand how Justin never asks, like, why are you so mean?
Why are you weird? Yeah. And she never goes, hey, I don't have your fucking phone number.
Yeah. She never asks him, like, hey, how come you're never texting me, but you keep on saying, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. The whole
thing. And then, I don't have a text from you. Like, I understand, like, you know, she wouldn't catch on to him saying, are we still on for this? Like, you know, I get that she wouldn't catch on to that. But she would say, especially, well, the type of character that she seems to be, she would be like, what the fuck? Why aren't you texting me?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, that's the other thing. She's really like, she seems to ask a lot of questions.
She's very
otherwise.
Assertive, yeah.
She is assertive, and then she never asks him the obvious questions that would completely blow apart the whole of the movie.
That's so he takes her out on a boat.
Yeah. God, Jesus.
This is the boat scene. And, okay, every scene feels like they never, especially the songs, feels like they didn't location scout for like where they're going to do those songs.
No.
And then they were like walking by and then they're like, okay, let's get set up. Let's do this.
Let's just
here.
Shoot it quick.
Because, and like, they look like they have to get it done quickly so that they don't like, you know, oh, people are like, do they have permits?
Yeah. Hot cops going to come and give us a ticket in a minute.
So he says, how are you with seasickness? And she's like, oh, you know, I'm good for like the first 10 minutes, but then you're really going to have to, you know, back up after that or whatever. And
he starts singing
at
her.
Then he just starts singing.
Yeah. She turns around. She's in the front of the boat looking out. He's standing up driving it. And then he's just like,
the way that they are looking is like they're not on the same boat.
It looks like they were out on the water. They got in a big fight. And and then they were like, fuck it, we're just going home. And then they're going home angry and like contemplating divorce.
This song isn't like, isn't it nice that we're together?
No.
Finally, like we've been trying to.
Not at all.
This song is like pain.
This song is.
Like it's too much to be in the same room together. They act like they've been together for 4 or 5 years and they've been on
and they're
and
having
off,
problems
and
now.
They're currently break. They're currently on a break, but they both love each other and they want to get back together, but they can't get back together. You know, something, you know, one of them's in their head or something like that. But otherwise, you just met this chick 48 hours ago.
It's not a big deal, but this is a weird boat ride.
He's acting like we've been together for 5 years. We're broken up right now because I just can't get my shit together, and I love her so much, and she wants nothing to do with me.
But this is their way of having a romantic scene. Them on the boat. Here's a tip, hey filmmakers: if you want to have a romantic scene between two people, at some point they should make eye contact during the scene.
Yes, it helps. Not making eye contact.
It
with
helps.
Each other at
It helps for the romance part of it, because no matter what they're singing, if they're staring off in different directions singing, and it doesn't quite have the same quality that they want each other.
In the middle of their song, they do like a talk down, like, you know, part of it.
And yeah.
So she says, you bring all your girls out here? And he says, no, I only come out here to think. And I'm like, why the? And then I'm like, wait, Don't you live in Philadelphia? What is happening? Do you own this boat?
Yeah, like, why do you have access to a fucking boat? I didn't see you like...
And like, don't you only come down here for spring break? You're partying all the time. When do you have time to think?
Sometimes when you're on spring break.
But we're supposed to believe that he is so deep.
He's deep. He's not like the other guys.
Yeah.
He's deep, man.
Yeah. So I didn't know... I hope that there's life vests on this boat.
Who? I hope not. I hope they both fucking drown.
And
I hope they drown each other.
I don't know whose boat that is. And like, was he able to rent it? Is he actually, does he have a captain's license? Does he
no.
have
a it's
boat
a small boat.
License?
You don't need a license for a boat like that.
Okay. But that also looked like one of those like neighborhood channels.
You probably know? Need to, I'm not sure what the, I'm not sure what the clearances are on the actual water access. The canal access, that's a legal question we're going to have to, for another time. I bet one of the producers lived on that canal,
and they
were like, using back of my house, I'll fucking smooth it with the, I guarantee you that's what happened.
Yes,
that's one of those, some old fart fucking NBC executive, that's what American Idol was on NBC, right?
I think so.
Whatever goddamn network executive was like, oh, I have a house down there in West Palm on the channel. They were like, perfect. We'll head on down there.
We can film there. This song is very weird. It's very much not a Teenage Beach movie.
No.
Like where people like everybody's supposed to be young, sexy, like whatever. And we just experience so much pain between these teenagers.
Every song is a fart in a burlap sack. That's all it is.
So Kaya goes to the restaurant where Carlos works.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, this story.
And she goes in the back and she is like, okay, so I want to go here and I want to do this and like I'm going to dance like this. And she's like,
she's in the kitchen back
she's
there
like,
while
I
he's
wanna
working.
Go dancing. Like,
yeah.
Let's go fucking dancing. Carlos's boss is like, hey, I need you to pick up a night shift.
Yeah, and I need you to work tonight.
Oh, okay. And Kaya starts like yelling at the boss.
Yeah,
about
he can't do that. He's got plans tonight.
You never pay him overtime, and like you mistreat him. I'm
like they have three kids together.
I was like, whoa, you're going hard for this dude you just met. I love all because you want to go dancing. Like I love that.
Yeah.
But
so,
anyway, he's upset, and
well, Carlos gets fired.
Yeah, Carlos gets fired, and he's upset. He's like, I need my job. Like,
well, yeah,
this isn't a vacation for me.
It gets very dirty dancing at that point.
Yep.
Of like, then, you go back to your fucking doctor daddy and you're going to blah, blah, blah. I work in the Catskills.
Yeah.
It turns into one of those situations.
So the next scene is Margarita Madness. Everybody keeps talking about Margarita Madness.
Party of the year.
Alexa scams her way into getting a wristband and then these margaritas get dumped all over her. So again, like she's so evil and she hasn't even really done anything like nobody thinks that she's evil, like just the viewer.
Yeah.
But...
she's just a
but she keeps getting all these bad things
stuck up
happening.
Asshole. Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird for the other people because they're just like that girl got margaritas dumped all over.
And
her.
They all laugh and point at her like it's the third grade whenever anything happens to her.
Alexa tells Kelly, "Don't go hang out with Justin. He's a total player." And Kelly's like, "Oh, okay. Like that's weird because every time I've hung out with him, he seems fine."
Yeah, he fucking serenaded me on a boat.
Yeah, we were definitely looking the same direction.
We were wearing white head to toe, both of us. Like you can't lie to someone if you're both wearing all white.
Both of us very confidently mid cycle.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near our periods either of us.
I'm wearing the white pants this week.
That's right.
Yeah,
Kelly every day with the white pants. She's confident. Strong.
Good for her.
Hey, you know what, girl? Salute. Salute to you, Kelly Clarkson and your white pants.
So the nerdy guy goes and lays down to get a little tan. You're telling me that he only lays on the one side. He's a nerd, so he would know to be vigilant.
He doesn't.
But anyway, so he got super sunburnt. Everybody's laughing at him, and he's like, why? What's going on? How come everybody's laughing at me? You don't feel how sunburnt you are?
Or see that you're bright red?
Yeah, just look down.
And he sees a mirror and picks it up and goes, oh my God.
Yeah,
like
he's horrified,
didn't
like a bird stabbed, like, you know, pecked at his face. And he's like, ah.
Ah, yeah, he freaks out.
Alexa is at this bar and she does that weird, like, Madonna song and it's like super horny.
Yeah. It's...
And then she stops singing and she's back at the bar acting like she wasn't just in control of her body. Like, she's like, oh, what was that?
Yeah, just sipping at her. She got, like, a martini. There's olives
so
in there.
So Kelly wanted to hang out with Justin, and then Alexa was like, I'm going
to
text. So she texts Justin after he leaves and was like, come, don't meet me at the beach. Meet me at Pearl.
some yeah, this bar that she just had her Material Girl video shoot.
Yeah, so Justin Guarini shows up after the Material Girl video shoot, and he's like, hey, so how can I get...
Hey, so where's Kelly?
How can I get Kelly, like, you know, how can I get her to give me a chance? Like, he's only asking about Kelly. And she's like, oh, so she hasn't mentioned that she has a boyfriend back at home. And he's like, what?
Yeah, no, you're lying.
No, he's like, he doesn't believe her at all. And she's like, yeah, I mean, you know, blah, blah, blah. Why do you think she's acting like, you know, whatever? So he gets up and he leaves because he's upset, obviously, because he wants to go out with Kelly. That's his love of his life.
Yeah, apparently. He's known her a day. They sang a song and now they're forever engaged.
So he abandons his drink like halfway through and Alexa is like, lightweight.
Yeah, lightweight.
She is so mean to everybody. some guy shows up at the boys' hotel room and he punches the nerdy sunburnt guy in the face. Then he thinks that he's Brandon, the like date rapey friend.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, because she's going out with Brandon. My girlfriend's going out with Brandon.
Yeah,
so she's cheating on him with Brandon.
Yeah.
He's mad. And I don't know why, but like the nerdy guy is like, acting like.
He's acting like he is Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, why? You should think about why she wants to go out with somebody like me.
Yeah, rather than just going, I ain't Brandon, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
stop
sorry.
Punching me.
Look at me. Does it look like your girlfriend would fuck me? I'm a dork.
Yeah, look at my.
Yeah.
And he's also acting like very Revenge of the Nerds, like they're like they've made this big scheme to like not get beat up by, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, Ogre's gonna
come. So, okay, and then he's also peeling his face.
Already. He comes in.
No fucking way.
An hour after the sunburn, he's already peeling skin off
his
face.
No, he would start peeling like the last day of spring break.
I was going to say, about 4 or 5 days from now, he's going to have some peel.
So Kaya and Kelly are on the beach, and Kelly's like upset that she has been stood up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the beach because, you know, according to her, they were going to the beach, but then Alexa texted Justin.
Yeah.
So she's all pissed off. So Kaya and Kelly show up to this next day party, and they are dressed insane.
Yeah, they both look like they're
Kelly
like...
Kelly Clarkson has that denim tie skirt thing.
Denim tie skirt. They look like... It looks like if an Avril Lavigne video somehow collided with a Dixie Chicks video.
Yeah.
And it just like melded together. You'd come out with this shit and you'd be like, what the fuck are you wearing?
But like,
what is that?
I think this scene is like the tell me about it. Stud. Because she's
absolutely.
Like,
she's like, marching through dancing with all the guys.
Kaya says, like, do you guys have a discount or like can we get in for free because we're friends of the promoters? And they just like walked in because like we're here to
badass
fucking party.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are we to think that this dress is like the skirt is like wow?
This is her Olivia Newton-John
this
in all black
leather pants.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Okay.
Whatever you say, producers of American Idol.
Alexa had called that guy Luke from the bar. She's like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
So
steak
Justin,
and a beer guy from
Justin
Texas.
Justin Guarini wants to go out with Kelly Clarkson. And Alexa is like super pissed about this. So she's like, Luke.
Yeah,
where
she
are
calls
you?
Him to come.
When
he
can
comes.
You, when can you get down here?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Why?
So they, Luke and Justin.
Well, he shows up at the beach and he's like,
oh,
Kelly,
yeah.
And starts kissing her. And Justin's
and then,
like, what the fuck, bro?
And then Luke and Justin go into this hovercraft.
They're
like,
going to have,
battle.
It's Thunder Road.
Yeah.
Their Thunder Road is going to be hovercraft racing, even though she doesn't like the guy.
Hovercraft
the other
water
guy.
Polo.
Hovercraft, yeah, that's the weird part. They have like a laundry basket. It's literally a fucking laundry basket.
And then they throw a ball. So like it's like jousting. And
yeah.
Then they drive up next to each other and then you're supposed to try to
throw
ball
like
in
a,
this basket.
Like a half deflated kickball into like your college dorm's laundry basket.
This is for Kelly Clarkson's affection.
This is, yeah, whoever wins apparently gets to spend a life with Kelly Clarkson arranging her tie skirts.
Luke and Justin crash into each other and Luke is down.
He's down. He's bloody and shit. They have to pull him out with paramedics.
These two lifeguards ran into the water.
Oh man!
And picked him up and they like carried him
out. Kelly's
like
Luke.
Yeah, she's like Luke.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
She only ever checks on Luke too.
Yeah,
she's
and Justin's
not, like, she's like She goes up to Luke.
He's like, I crashed too.
Before the hovercrafts. Yeah. She goes, you don't have to do this to Luke.
You don't have to do this.
I would have said that to Justin. Yeah. I've been like, hey, I don't know what the fuck's going on here and why this guy showed up. Yeah. You don't have to do this.
Shit's weird. Bro, get out of, I don't even like you. I remember I told you that in Texas. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Go home. Bang my blonde friend.
So,
she'll bang anybody.
Luke is like, oh, Alexa called me and said that you needed me. Because Kelly's like, what the fuck are you doing
That's
here?
When she puts it all together.
So Kelly says, this is my favorite. She says, we're friends. And he's like, well, why can't we be the friends that like hang out and like fool around with each other every once in a while? Ew.
Yeah, that's not really the most attractive. Go back to the steak. Go back to meat. Let's dangle beef and
back
alcohol.
To one.
Yeah, back to one. I liked your strategy starting out. Be supportive, offer steak. These are good things.
Now you're getting weird.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, I was thinking more like brother, sister. And then Kaya goes to go see Carlos at this, like, somehow, like, she looks like she has even more pity for him.
Yeah.
Like,
he's at a
busboy job.
He's now at, like, a bodega that has, like, two tables and serves some food. And he's like, I put ice in the urinals, $5.25 an hour. He's, like, all pissed off. Like,
yeah,
God
and
damn,
she's
dude.
Like, she's like, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm glad to see that you got another job. Sorry, I'm getting fired.
Sorry, I screwed up your whole life.
And he's like, yeah, I'm never going to have an opportunity like that again.
Yeah, like, so now he's like, why don't you go back to where you came from and leave me alone, and I'm going to do my job.
I'm not on vacation.
Yeah, I'm not on vacation over here.
This is a spring fling to you. Like, I have feelings. I'm Carlos.
Yeah, anyway, they get together later. I don't think we need to even put a capper on that storyline. Who cares?
Brandon has gotten yet another ticket.
Another one for some unauthorized event. One of the events he didn't have a permit. That was one of the.
Oh, he even turned the hovercraft water polo.
Oh yeah, he got in trouble
money.
There.
And that guy needed stitches, and he's not even looking at Luke for in the water like drowning. He's just counting cash.
He's counting. Like, yeah, he was talking about unauthorized bet taking. Yeah, you're not allowed to fucking start a sports
book. But like he didn't even see everybody
hovercraft.
Else. Everybody else is looking at the ocean like, oh no, and he's just counting cash anyway.
Yeah, because he was taking bets on an uninsured hovercraft event.
Justin's at the bar, sees Alexa at the bar, and he's like, okay, tell me how to get Kelly back. And Alexa starts kissing Justin.
Oh, making out.
And Kelly sees Justin and Alexa kissing.
Yeah. Only there for this half a second before.
He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Before that, he was like, look, leave me alone. And then she kissed him. And then he pushed her off. Was like, what the fuck? But Kelly only saw the second and a half when it looked like they were in a passionate embrace.
Yeah,
she
of course.
Didn't want to see any more than
She's
that.
Like,
she
they
had
are
away.
Making out.
Clearly, she's taken. Now I shall run the other direction.
Yeah. So Alexa takes the rejection real hard because she's like, what?
Yeah,
like, you
what
know, why aren't you into this?
Yeah.
Carlos comes to Kaya and the girls' rooms to apologize for taking out his aggression, like his pent up like frustration and aggression out on her.
Yeah.
And
it was very.
It's like, okay.
It was really weird. He's like, I'm like 35. Things have been rough in my entire life. And
didn't mean to take that out on you.
I didn't mean to take it out on you. I'm sorry.
So he is like, how about I take you to a 5-star.
Yeah.
Five course meal. And she's like, oh, you don't have to do that. And he's like, no, you deserve it.
Yeah. There's some shit on a pool and then they're in love.
I was
great.
Just crying about how much money I make now and how you've made my life miserable and I'm never going to be able to afford to live ever again.
We're going to spend 4 months' salary on our dinner tonight. Come on. Let's go.
Kaya, you better fucking pay.
Yeah. She better.
You got him fired and you got him like a major, what seems like a major like demotion for him.
He's gotten a much worse job. He's spending a lot of money. I hope that this works out because that guy deserves
Kelly
something.
Kelly is standing on the beach, just staring out into the sea, crying. And Alexa comes up and she's like, let's go get food because all of my spring break enterprising has failed me. I can't. I tried to go out with Justin Guarini. He didn't want to kiss me. Like, you know, whatever. So let's just go eat. Fuck it. None of my, the Luke thing didn't work for you either. Like, whatever. And Kelly is like, saw you kissing Justin. Would not want to hang out with you. Like, why would I want to do that? And she goes, oh, yeah, sorry. He told me that he was only friends with you because he was trying to get close to me.
Yeah, he's just trying to bang me. So, like, whatever. Sorry.
And Kelly's like, oh, okay.
Real nice. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
What a weird thing for that man to do. So Justin sees Kelly dancing with some man, and she like stops dancing with this man and goes and
runs
just
away.
He goes and chases after her, and she's like, hey, I already heard about this. You came on to Alexa. I saw, you know, everything that you did, and I saw that you were making out with her, and like, don't talk to me anymore. And he's like, whatever, you were sending me hot and cold text messages, and then somehow makes her out to be the jerk.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, whatever, this is over.
Yeah.
It's like, it was over when I saw you making out with Alexa.
Yeah, when he's
don't
like,
act
I don't
like,
know what
you, yeah, don't act like my text messages are all of a sudden a problem. You could have brought that up with me anytime.
She just says messages, but she doesn't say like, I don't have your fucking number. How the fuck did I send you messages, motherfucker? And then he'd be like, bullshit, this is what you fucking sent me. And she'd be like, well, that ain't my number. Oh, that's Alexa's number. That motherfucking bitch. And then she'd take her shoes off and start marching toward Alexa. That's real life at spring break.
Yeah.
She might stop to throw up along the way because she's had
because she's not a party girl.
She's still, that's the point. She's had like 8 drinks and she's not a party girl, but she's at spring break. She's like, I have thrown up in my hair and I can't lost my shoes.
So
I'm totally going to kick Alexa's ass, man.
She goes to the club with Alexa and Kaya and Carlos.
Yeah.
And she just grabs Alexa's phone and starts going through all the messages.
Yeah. She figured it out.
And these are the meanest, like sometimes the nicest text messages, and then they're like,
never mind.
The meanest text messages.
Never mind, you little dicked fucking puffy hair.
Not interested.
Loser. Yeah. Not interested.
Like, oh my God. So now she goes off and sings her own rendition of Hopelessly Devoted to You. And I was very upset that there was no Guarini reflection in the water.
She's right by the water. She's right by the bay or whatever it is. I really want her to go up and see Guarini floating.
Hopelessly Devoted.
See his smiling face floating in the water.
And then she just like wipes it away with her hand. So I actually wrote that those were the craziest texts I've ever seen in my life. And I'm surprised that Justin is still like lusting after her because I was like, whoa.
Yeah, those were weird. That shit was weird.
So Kelly is super pissed off at Alexa. She goes, so then Justin Guarini shows up because... Kelly Clarkson's off running off somewhere, and she's like, wait, I thought you were leaving. I thought you were on the way to the airport. And he's like, yeah, I was. And she's like, what made you stay or, you know, whatever. And Alexa comes up and she's like, I did, because she has to fucking take credit for this now. She was the most evil person in the whole world. And then she's going to be like, oh, it's because you were just, I wanted to meet all these people and do all this stuff. And, you know, Justin was texting you and Kaya has a boy and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't have anybody.
I'm just such a loser. I was jealous of you because you're so nice.
So I thought maybe
people just know who you are when they talk to you and they don't know who I am because I just run around and suck people's dicks and drink a lot.
I thought if I got Justin, that's, they kind of do say that the both friends say that like Alexa is like. The slutty one.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you're the party girl, they keep saying. Yeah. You dance on tables. You're the party girl.
Yeah.
And they laugh. She's like, I'm more than that. Always, and they laugh at her. They go, yeah, right.
They're like, she's
you're
texting.
Slut. Yeah.
She's texting anything with a Y chromosome.
Yeah. She's such a fucking whore. She thinks she's people. That's the attitude they have for her. Like, she thinks she's people.
They do not that's like funny. Each other, these
no,
three.
None no, of
not
them
at
do.
All. No. I think Kelly Clarkson and Kaya like each other. I don't think that Kaya likes Alexa at all. And I don't think Alexa likes Kelly Clarkson.
I don't think Kaya likes either one of them. I got to be honest with you.
That's
she,
true.
She doesn't mind Kelly, but she doesn't really like either one of them. It feels like she's like, I want to get down here and make my own way.
So
smart. She's smart.
Alexa says, okay, they've been there for a week. And Alexa says, it's fate. You two belong together.
Yeah, about Justin and Kelly.
By the way, they've never spent any time together.
No.
Like, and they have a couple of times, but they're on the same premises. He knows where she's staying.
Y'all.
He knows where she's staying, so he could just go up to her room instead of texting her.
Fate.
So it's like, you're acting like you need to, like, call her to make plans, but it's spring break.
Yeah. Also, at the end of their date, she did shake his hand, which I don't think was
the
most...
Well, he was just standing there, like, really weird.
Yeah. But she was, like, put her hand out, like, well, bye, buddy. So she didn't really... There was a lot of mixed signals. Neither of them were good at that shit.
The end of the movie now, because now Justin and Kelly are able to make out with each other, finally. And there's like fireworks.
Finally, I get to see the sexual tension and chemistry and fireworks that go off. Oh my God, it's hot.
The nerdy guy, or the next day, the nerdy guy is asking that, you know, that one guy that came in and punched him directly in the face. He's like, so, did you get back together with your girlfriends? And he's like, no. We found out that we were better apart, or, you know, whatever. And everybody's so excited that, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, thanks, man. I'm really happy like that we're friends. Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
it's so cheesy.
Cares?
The nerdy guy finally sees the girl that he's been trying to find all week.
Yeah. She's like, I can't find the boy I met on the internet. And he's...
Takes his hat off, and you're like, oh, it was like the Ogbert moment where, like, the nerdy guy takes his glasses off, and then you find out that he was handsome all along.
Yeah.
So he takes his hat off, and I'm like, wow, what a great head of hair
on
Eddie.
Yeah,
like, I was like, and he's got it covered up with a hat the whole time.
Don't get a weird hat.
Beach cop shows up. She wants to go out with Brandon. She's coming on hard.
Yeah, she's coming on vagina out.
Because she's off.
Yeah,
she's off today.
Off duty, vagina comes out immediately. It's the first thing she does. Take the old fucking...
Off duty on Brandon.
On Brandon.
So Kelly and Justin are holding hands into the party, and Kelly has the craziest shirt on I've ever seen in my life.
Whoever dressed her in this... It looks like they made her clothes out of things.
Yeah.
Like it was made out of like flower sacks from the Dust Bowl or something.
It's
such
so
a weird,
2003.
Strangely put together thing.
Carlos comes to the party with Kaya, and she's like, I know this is not really your scene. What, the super weird choreographed dance?
Yeah.
Like,
join our weird choreographed
song party
dance
that we have. Like, whoa. They're singing That's the Way, I Like It, which...
Like four different remixes of it.
Yeah, it was
bad.
Wild. And they started doing like the robot at one point during.
Yeah.
This is a lot of memorizing dances. So if this is what spring break is, I'm just really not interested.
Well, you need, this is how spring break works. You got to work you spend the whole winter.
Yeah.
Rehearsing. For spring break. You got to rehearse all the dances and get them down for spring break.
Yeah.
And you're like, spring break's coming. I got to work hard. And then you do that.
What happens if we do, and that's the way, I like it.
Yeah.
Do we have to memorize the robot one? And then what happens if there's a new trend of dancing?
It doesn't matter. You got to stick with what you've been training for.
Like, do they do the Dougie?
You got to rehearse what you've been rehearsing. You do what you've been rehearsing. You can't just go off on something new. No improv.
But then you also need new choreography because, like, you know, you don't want to do this
every year. You have to do every year. You need a new routine. That's how it works.
So anyway, what happened to Luke? Is he okay? He needed 5 stitches, and then they just abandoned him.
He disappeared.
I hope Kelly gets Justin's phone number before
eventually
they both go back, because if she hasn't like double checked to make sure, like, I'm not getting any text messages from you. Are you texting me? Are you
for
sure?
For real?
I haven't gotten a single text message from you.
It's weird. And he's like, and all the ones you send me back are all super bitchy, which is weird too, because...
Yeah. Are you not getting, like...
Why?
The way that she responds, the way that Alexa responds, when Justin Guarini ran into her, ran into Kelly Clarkson, he would absolutely be like, dude!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What in the holy fuck?
Why
are
you acting super nice to me in person and then you're super mean on text message?
I don't get this.
So anyway,
I
don't know where everybody's going.
They walk into the sunset is where they go.
Because
we go?
But Kelly Clarkson is going to Texas.
Yeah.
And then Justin Guarini is going to Philadelphia.
Doesn't matter.
And we have to go to the Hygelmeter.
To the Hygelmeter.
The Hygelmeter is our unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Hygel to 5 Hygels, 5 Hygels being the worst movie you've
absolute
ever seen,
punishment.
Most painful.
Punishment!
One, not that bad.
One, decent.
All right, James, I went first last week, so I will let you go first.
Okay, this is going to be a little bit of a shocker for you, I think, because this is a movie, first of all, it goes by so fast.
Yeah.
You could literally walk out of a room for 20 minutes, come back, and miss nothing.
Yeah.
So that's, to me, is important. There's no stupid... When you're watching a bad movie like this that you have to get through, like, there's no pain involved in it. You could take a break and come back and still know what's happening. I'm going to go 1 Hygel on this.
Wow.
It's painless because, A, it's terrible, every scene has something to really pick apart. You don't have to listen to the dialogue because you know what's going on, because it's like nobody can act, so there has to be very explicit of what's happening. Easy, easy to get through here. One Heigl, huge pile of shit. Not a shocker that they didn't make more American Idol movies after this.
How about you? Absolutely sure that they probably were like, let's not make this part of the franchise.
No. How about you? What do you?
Okay.
What say you?
I.
Yes.
I'm going to give it.
Yes.
22.12.
Wow, that's Heigls. 22. That's an exact amount of Heigls.
Because it is 22 hours and 12 minutes
yes.
to drive from just Texas to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
So that's for every ride. Hour that it would be to drive from Texas to, we'll just say, I think I put like Dallas.
You get a Heigl.
Until Fort Lauderdale. It's one for every hour.
Fort Worth to Fort Lauderdale. Heigl to Heigl.
Yep, Heigl to Heigl.
Heigl to Heigl.
It was really bad, very confusing.
It's bad. Because
it wasn't like fun.
No,
it was
it's
like,
terrible.
They may as well have had like drug use in it. Because like that, like where Carlos went, may have been like because he's like a drug dealer or something.
We don't know.
Because they acted like Carlos was some like seedy figure.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get either. Like, he works at the fucking bar. Who cares?
Kaya's acting like she's afraid for her life. And
remember
like,
Cocktail?
Uh-oh.
Every woman on the island wanted to fuck Tom Cruise and that old dude he worked with. Like, who cares? It's just,
they didn't care.
No.
And then also like Baby, the biggest fucking, you know, goody two shoes, wanted to get to fucking on Patrick Swayze.
Oh yeah, nobody puts Kelly Clarkson in a corner. You know what they say?
No.
You know how the old saying goes.
So anyway, it was just like, it was a very confusing movie. It was supposed to be like a teenage fun, like yay, and there was no fun to be had.
None.
Everybody was always crying. Like, Kelly Clarkson's crying, like, why are you talking to me? Why are you, you know, you're tormenting me? And then Justin Guarini's like, you're, like, super mean on text, too.
It's very sad. The whole thing is, it's a tragic film.
They're trying to be, like, dark, but then it's also supposed to be, like, funny, and it's not, it's neither.
No, they wanted to mix Grease with, like, a 60s beach movie, and they got neither. They got a pile of shit, and it didn't work at all.
Yeah, so anyway, that's that, folks.
That is
was from
that.
Justin
Thankfully.
To Kelly. And
thank the Lord.
That was a really bad movie, but
Jesus Christ.
We do have some really good folks that
oh, good. This will cheer us up.
Joining us on Patreon.
This will cheer us up hearing
like
about good people.
I haven't done it in a couple of weeks, so
hearing about good people who never
I'm
made
start
a bad American Idol movie. Please.
No. I think I'm going to start with Lynn Kelly, David Snizetsky, M in the Space Between, Dave in Syracuse, Savannah McKinney, Rachel Sutton.
Thank you.
I'll trade you. Leanna Beam, Finn High, Megan E. Scruggs, Brendan Williams, Jenny, no last name, Taylor Bethard.
Okay.
Chris.
Thank you.
Orm. Or May. Jason Fifield, Alex Knapp, Melissa Keller, Miranda Woodhall, Bella Deletsky, Ryan Waller, and Ashley Vio Duty, as
thank
always.
You. Ashley
thank
Vio,
you
thank
guys
you.
For hanging out with
thank
us.
You.
We
so awesome,
appreciate
everybody.
You guys hanging out with us.
We do, as always.
And as always.
You know it.
Go Heigl yourself.
Go Heigl yourselves, everybody!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.